From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. President Obama meets Monday with his Cuban counterpart, Raul Castro, after arriving Sunday in Cuba, the first sitting U.S. president to do so in nearly 90 years. He restored diplomatic relations with Havana last year after a 55-year break. The president Sunday was greeted by Cuba's foreign minister. Aside from a walking tour of old Havana, he also met with U.S. embassy staff.
Everything we've accomplished so far, more Americans coming to Cuba, more engagement with the Cuban people, civil society, faith groups, entrepreneurs, students, young people, more opportunities for the Cuban people to improve their lives. It's all happening because of you. Every single day, you're bringing the Cuban people and the American people closer together.
Mr. Obama will also meet Monday with Cuban entrepreneurs, members of civil society, including human rights activists, and deliver an address to the Cuban people during a historic three-day visit. As he arrived Sunday, security officials arrested dozens of opposition demonstrators in Havana opposed to the Castro government. More than 50 were detained, including the leader of the Ladies in White, Berta Soler. She said they were gathered to exercise their rights, including the right of protest. Cuba recently released some political prisoners and has taken steps to open up internet access. But a Human Rights Watch report last year found the government continues to rely on arbitrary detention to harass and intimidate individuals who exercise their fundamental rights. The Democratic Republic of Congo is extraditing one of the most wanted suspects in the Rwandan genocide to face charges for his crimes. Ladislav Intaganzwa was arrested in eastern Congo last year, transferred into UN custody early Sunday before being sent to Kigali. This is VOA News. Hundreds of mostly Syrian migrants fleeing 5 years of conflict continue to make landfall in Greece on Sunday, arriving on Greek islands in flimsy boats, despite an international deal last week to send migrants back to Turkey.
I'm coming here. I want to go to Denmark and complete my study. I work very, very hard work in Turkey. I collect the money for I come here. Coming here. After that, I come here. 5 days, I go back to Turkey. It's very, very dangerous and very, very not good.
Under the European Union-Turkey deal reached Friday, all migrants arriving in Greece by sea from Turkey after Sunday will be returned once they're registered and their asylum cases processed. It requires Ankara to step up efforts to crack down on illegal migration and provides more than $6 billion in EU aid to Turkey. Iran Supreme Leader Ayatollah Ali Khamenei says the U.S. has failed to fully honor a nuclear agreement that lifts sanctions on Iran and says many international companies continue to shy away from doing business with Tehran out of fear of U.S. reprisal. He says U.S. sanctions inhibit big companies and banks from dealing with his country. This is, in his words, sheer enmity. His comments came in an address marking the Persian New Year. The nuclear agreement reached last July. Some sanctions remain over Iran's ongoing ballistic missile program. At least 13 people were killed Sunday when a bus carrying foreign students crashed on a Spanish highway between the cities of Barcelona and Valencia. At least 34 passengers were injured. Cape Verde's main opposition party has reportedly won an absolute majority in Sunday's election, ousting the ruling African Party for the independence of Cape Verde for the first time in 15 years. The French press agency says the opposition MPD stands to gain 36 of 72 seats in parliament. Senegalese voters went to the polls Sunday in a referendum on reducing the presidential term from 7 to 5 years. The constitutional reform advanced by President Macky Sall would also limit the age of presidential candidates to 75 and allow independents to run. Voters in the semi-autonomous archipelago of Zanzibar went to the polls Sunday in a rerun of a disputed October election annulled over fraud allegations by the electoral authority. The main opposition Civic United Front claimed victory in that first round and boycotted Sunday's rerun. Voters in Benin have reportedly backed businessman Patrice Talon in the presidential runoff against outgoing President Thomas Boni Yayi's hand-picked successor, Prime Minister Lionel Senzou. The winner will place outgoing President Boni Yayi. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.